Hey, yes. Welcome back. Today we're going to be taking a pretty deep look in the U.S. commercial real estate market using the MSCI Real Assets U.S. Capital Trends Report for February 2025. And we're going to be looking at it kind of through the lens of some analysis done by J.P. Morgan.
Okay, great.
So,
Sounds good.
our sort of mission for this deep dive is to really pull out the key insights from this report. So you can get a really clear understanding of what's going on in the market without having to like wade through a lot of data.
Yeah, makes sense.
So think of it as your quick route to being really informed
Cool.
about the CRE landscape.
Cool.
Jumping right into it, the total sales volume
Okay.
in U.S. commercial real estate for February 2025 hit $26 billion.
Okay.
That's pretty notable, a 23% increase compared to the $21.1 billion that we saw in February of last year.
Big jump.
So, at first glance, it looks like kind of a big jump,
Right? It does.
but maybe we should dig into a little bit about what makes up that $26 billion.
Let's unpack that a little bit because a big thing that the report points out is these things called entity deals, which totaled $4 billion in February 2025. And what's interesting is there weren't any in the same month last year.
Entity deals. So for those of us who maybe aren't super familiar with all the ins and outs of CRE, why should we be paying attention to these when we're trying to kind of gauge the temperature of like the commercial real estate asset market?
That's a really good question, and it's a really important distinction because when we're typically talking about CRE transactions, we're talking about individual properties like office buildings, retail centers being bought and sold. But entity deals often involve the sale of like a whole company or a large collection of properties under like a single corporate structure. And these can happen, as a result of company strategies, mergers and acquisitions. So, whereas a regular sale would tell us about demand for like a certain type of building. Entity deals might just reflect a company like restructuring its holdings, which doesn't necessarily mean that more people want to buy office
I
buildings.
see.
So to really get a clear picture of how individual properties are trading, analysts often separate these out.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's like the difference between looking at how many individual cars were sold versus the sale of a whole like rental car company.
So if we take that $4 billion in entity deals out of that February 2025 figure, what does the year-over-year growth in transaction volume look like then?
So when you exclude those entity deals, the year-over-year growth comes down to a more modest, but still positive 4.1%. So this really highlights for you, why it's so important to look beyond just the top line numbers to understand the real kind of dynamics that are happening.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about kind of like peeling back the layers and seeing what's really happening under there. So the report also mentions something that's maybe not always the most eye-catching headline, but important nonetheless, which is revisions to data from previous months. It seems like those initial numbers we see aren't always totally set in stone.
That's right. And that's actually a pretty normal part of how market data gets reported. Initial figures are often based on early information, and they get refined as more complete data becomes available. So what this report shows is like modest upward revisions for recent months, which generally suggests that the initial picture was maybe a little bit understated.
Are there any specific revisions that sort of jump out at us?
So the transaction volume for January 2025, again, excluding entity deals, saw a pretty big upward revision of 12.6%. So that brings the total for January to $32.6 billion, which is a pretty robust 20.3% increase compared to January of last year. Interestingly, the figures for December and November 2024 are now pretty much finalized with less than a 1% upward revision.
Okay, so it seems like the more recent the data, the more it's subject to change. Okay, so let's take a step back and look at kind of the bigger picture. How does what we're seeing in February and the beginning of 2025 sort of stack up against the trends we saw
Yeah, good
at the
question.
end of last year?
So according to MSCI Real Assets, The fourth quarter of 2024 showed a really, really strong
Okay.
surge in U.S. transaction volume, excluding entity deals,
Okay.
with a notable 47.5% year-over-year growth.
Wow, that's
So
a big jump.
that's a huge jump. And the report mentions that this aligns with what some of the big CRE service companies were reporting.
That's right.
Like, is that,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. JP Morgan highlights that revenue reports from companies like JLL
Good.
indicated a similar strong performance in
How's
their
it?
business segment,
Yeah.
with JLL reporting a plus 51% year-over-year increase.
Okay, so it sounds like
And so,
that kind of agreement across different sources makes the data
yeah, it
seem.
really strengthens the credibility of
Yeah.
the MSCI data.
Okay, cool. So a strong finish to 2024.
Yeah.
Now, bringing it back to the start of this year,
Yeah.
the report gives us an initial year-to-date growth figure
Right.
for January and February of 2025.
Right.
What's that looking like?
So, based on the data we have for the first 2 months, the initial year-to-date growth comes in at plus 13.2%.
Okay.
So that's a positive start, but
Yeah.
it is important to keep in mind those historical upward revisions.
Right. Those adjustments.
Yeah. I think the report mentioned a potential 30% upward swing between the initial and the finalized figures.
Yeah,
So I'm frilly.
that could really change things.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we just apply like a 1.3x multiplier, like the report suggests based on historical patterns,
Yeah.
the year-to-date growth for January and February could potentially jump to around plus 37.3%
Wow, okay.
year over year. And similarly, February's growth, excluding entity deals, might have been closer to plus 35.3% year over year. Now, this is just a projection
Right.
based on past trends, so it's
Yeah.
something to watch
Yeah, for sure.
as more finalized data comes out.
Okay, so the initial 13.2 is good news, but the reality could be
Could be even better.
much, much stronger.
Yeah.
Now, JP Morgan also offers their own kind of take on this,
Right.
mentioning their internal models
Yeah.
for revenue growth in CRE service companies.
Right.
What are they anticipating?
So their internal models are projecting a more conservative plus 12% year-over-year growth in global capital markets revenue for those companies
Okay.
in the first quarter. They point out that this is a global figure, so it could be affected by slower activity in regions outside the U.S.
Yeah.
and also by some, one-off items in the financial reporting.
Right.
But
It's like a slightly more cautious outlook, but still in positive territory. Yeah.
The report specifically says that they're no less encouraged
Okay.
by the initial U.S. transaction data,
Yeah.
even though they have that more, tempered global forecast.
Yeah, it sounds like they're acknowledging the strong U.S. data,
Yeah.
but they're also kind of tempering it with the broader global picture.
Exactly. And they also include
Yeah.
a really interesting real-world anecdote
Yeah.
about a recent breakfast with CBRE CEO Bob Sulentic.
Oh, okay. That sounds like it could offer some
Yeah.
interesting on-the-ground
Yeah, exactly.
insights.
Yeah. So he indicated that he's seeing a narrowing of the bid-ask spread in the capital markets,
Okay.
which basically means that the difference between the price sellers want for properties
Right.
and what buyers are willing to pay is getting smaller.
Okay.
And this is often a sign that, more deals are likely to happen
Think so.
because buyers and sellers are kind of finding common ground.
Yeah, that's a really positive sign
Yeah.
suggesting that some of that uncertainty that we've been seeing
Right.
is starting to maybe resolve a little bit.
Absolutely. And maybe even more noteworthy was his comment about interest rates.
Okay.
He suggested that interest rates are appearing to be less of an obstacle to transactions.
Okay.
And he even indicated that the market could potentially absorb
What?
a 10-year treasury yield
Okay.
climbing up to 5%.
That's pretty
Yeah,
significant.
that's a big statement.
Yeah.
It implies that there's a greater willingness and ability for both buyers and sellers to
Right.
make deals, even if rates are a bit higher than we've seen recently.
It seems like the market might be kind of adjusting,
Yeah.
finding its footing in this new rate environment.
Yeah, for sure. And, hearing this kind of sentiment from someone like CBRE's CEO, who
Right.
has, direct insight into the market,
Right.
really adds a valuable, like, qualitative layer to
Yeah.
all the quantitative data we're seeing in the report.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so we're seeing some generally positive signs in the overall transaction volumes.
Yeah.
We're hearing some encouraging things from industry leaders.
Yeah.
But let's break down that February 2025 transaction volume by specific property sector.
Okay.
Were there any surprises in terms of like which property types saw the most activity?
Yeah, there were definitely some interesting
All right.
dynamics at play
Okay.
and likely some surprises.
All right, let's go through them one by one.
That's fair.
Which one saw the biggest jumps in transaction volume?
So, leading the way by a pretty big margin was the retail sector, which posted a pretty remarkable plus 105% year-over-year growth.
Wow. Okay.
And then following that, maybe surprisingly, was the office sector with a substantial plus 55.2% increase.
Wow.
You know, this really challenges the narrative
Yeah.
around these sectors.
Yeah.
You know, it suggests that there's still considerable activity
Yeah.
and maybe even some renewed interest in these areas.
Wow. So retail more than doubled,
Yeah.
and office, which has kind of been, really scrutinized lately,
Yeah.
saw a huge jump.
Huge jump.
That's pretty unexpected, I think,
Yeah,
for a lot of people.
for sure.
What about the other property types?
Yeah, so hotels also showed really healthy growth at plus 20.2%.
Okay.
Apartments saw a more modest increase of 6.7%.
Okay.
And then bringing up the rear was the industrial sector
Okay.
with a very, very slight plus 0.5%.
It's a real mix there.
Yeah.
It seems like the story of struggling retail and office
Yeah,
might be
it
shifting,
might be.
at least in terms of transaction activity,
Yeah.
and industrial, which has been, such a strong performer,
Right.
really didn't grow that much
Not so much.
in February.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a, an interesting.
Yeah, it underscores the nuanced
Yeah.
nature of the market.
Yeah.
You know, we can talk about broad trends in CRE, but the actual performance can be very different
Yeah.
depending on the specific type of property.
Right. Okay. So we've looked at the volume of transactions.
Yeah.
Let's turn our attention to pricing, specifically cap rates.
Okay.
What did the report tell us about average cap rates in February 2025?
So the average cap rate for all CRE transactions in February was 6.53%.
Okay.
And that's a very, very slight increase of
Yeah.
3 basis points compared to the previous month.
Okay, and remind us again what a basis point is.
Yeah, so 1 basis point is 1/100th of a percentage point.
Okay, so it's a very small change.
Tiny, tiny change.
Yeah. And what about the cap rates for assets that actually traded in February,
Yeah.
broken down by those individual property sectors?
Sure. So looking at the average cap rates specific for assets transacted in February,
Yeah.
we see office cap rates averaged 7.72%,
Okay.
which was an increase of 12 basis points month over month.
Okay.
Industrial cap rates came in at 6.15%, showing a tiny decrease of 3 basis points from January.
Right.
Retail cap rates averaged 7.16%, up by 5 basis points month over month.
Okay.
Apartment cap rates were at 5.3%,
Okay.
reflecting a decrease of 10 basis points compared to the previous month.
Okay.
And finally, hotel cap rates averaged 8.44%,
Okay.
which was an increase of 18 basis points month over month.
Wow. So we're seeing some movement in both
Yeah.
directions here.
Yeah, for sure.
The increases in office and hotel,
Yeah.
along with the decreases in apartment and industrial, seem to kind of reflect those, differing levels of demand,
Yeah.
risk in those markets.
Yeah, and that jump in hotel cap rates is pretty notable.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and the slight increase in retail cap rates, despite the strong transaction volume growth in that sector, is
Yeah.
another interesting thing to think about.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, it suggests that while more retail properties are trading, pricing might be adjusting a bit.
Okay.
And then on the other hand, the continued compression
Yeah.
in apartment cap rates could signal, you know, continued strong investor demand in that sector.
Okay, great.
No.
So to kind of summarize everything we've covered today,
Yeah.
February 2025 saw a big overall increase
Yeah.
in commercial real estate sales volume.
It did.
But that was really driven by those entity deals.
Yeah.
When we look at just the transactions of individual assets,
Right.
the growth was more modest, but still positive.
Yeah.
And I think what's really fascinating is that the revisions of the data from previous months
Yeah.
suggest that those positive trends might actually be even stronger
That's
than what was initially reported.
very possible.
And then we saw a real mix across the different property sectors.
Yeah, for sure.
Retail and office led the way
Yeah.
in terms of that year-over-year transaction volume growth.
Yeah, which is a surprise to some,
Yeah, I think so.
given, you know, the recent conversation around those sectors.
Yeah, for sure. And then cap rates showed some adjustments
varying adjustment rates.
across the different sectors, which gives us kind of a glimpse into how investors are viewing those different property types.
Exactly.
So I guess, taking all of this together and considering these trends, especially that narrowing bid-ask spread and this suggestion that interest rates might be less of a barrier than we thought, what does this tell us about where the U.S. commercial real estate market is headed?
Yeah, that's the big question,
Yeah.
right?
What should we all be thinking about?
This data, along with the insights from industry leaders, makes you wonder, are we seeing a real shift in market sentiment and activity? That increased willingness to transact, even with some adjustments in cap rates, suggests that maybe there's a rise in confidence. But you have to look beyond just transaction volume and cap rates to really understand what's going on. You have to look at like the underlying health of each sector, things like occupancy rates, rent growth, and the overall economic conditions that are driving demand for different types of commercial space. So what other unexpected factors might emerge in the coming months that could either boost or, slow down this apparent increase in activity? That's the big picture to keep in mind.
Yeah, some things to think about.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for walking us through all that.
Yeah, of course.
Really appreciate it.
Happy to do it.
And yeah, we'll be back next week with another deep dive.
Sounds good.